In the lunchtime edition, thousands of needy families to start receiving care packages from early as tomorrow. The Barbados Nurses Association stresses support for hazard pay for nurses, but doesn't think the current circumstances are a good time to strike. This as the NUPW insists it's still pressing to get hazard pay for the nurses, but will be responsible in doing so. Trade unionist Caswell Franklin issues a warning to government over concerns by staff at the geriatric hospital. And Dominica reports it's getting tens of thousands of doses of COVID-19 vaccine from Russia and India. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
Thousands of vulnerable families across Barbados could be receiving care packages from government from as early as tomorrow. We get the latest from our Keith Goddard.
The manager of the Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Corporation's Packhouse, Leandra Grant, confirmed that while there was a shortage of commodities at the weekend, they're on target to meet Wednesday's collection by the Barbados Defense Force. She told Starcom Network News that a BADMC was given a mandate to meet a target of 60,000 care packages consisting of various produce.
Yesterday we did have a short supply, and as a result we had to more or less cut the hours. But I walked in today and we started to get the quantities that we requested and the commodities that were going down. So sweet potatoes and yams, I'm seeing a lot of those now, and we're starting to get some planters and all those things that we discussed yesterday. We would like for them to collect like all now, because storage obviously will be a problem. We have perishables that we have to pay additional money to make sure that they're stored. So if the collection date was earlier, it would have been better for us. But when is the date that was set? So we're working towards that.
Ms. Grant acknowledges that the timing is a challenging one for local farmers.
The farmers have been asked to provide the produce at a time where production in Barbados is low. Having just come out of December and then November being a very rainy season, a lot of farmers would have lost their crops. So I would expect that this time production would be low. However, based on what I'm seeing, farmers are trying their best to make sure that they benefit from what's happening, but we are trying our best to make sure we take in as much as possible. So we're on top of the care packages for sure.
That's manager of the Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Corporation's Packhouse, Leandra Grant. And I'm Keith Goddard for Starcom Network News.
The Barbados Nurses Association has disassociated itself from a rumored plan by some nurses to switch from the National Union of Public Workers to a rival union and stage a strike, while stressing its support for the push for hazard pay. President of the BRNA, John Waterman, tells Starcom Network News they are aware of the voice notes being circulated about the alleged plan, but she says that a call any such action at this time would be, in her words, irresponsible.
We wish to make it clear that we disassociate at this time from the present call for strike action. And we have been advocating for hazard pay for our nurses, and that certainly is a very important part of our advocacy. And we have been instrumental in helping to bring it to fruition because of management at QEH, and we certainly continue to advocate on behalf of our nurses across the board, those nurses who are at risk and at high levels of risk across psychiatry, geriatrics, etc. However, we are just saying that at the present time, we are not supporting the call for a strike at this present point in time.
Meantime, the Acting General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Warren, notes that the NUPW has submitted a proposal for hazard pay on behalf of the nurses. He stresses that everyone has the right of association, but insists that the NUPW will conduct itself in a responsible manner.
That's it for the NUPW, but we are confident, we are responsible, we provide responsible leadership. We are guiding this process, and from our end, we will have done everything humanly possible to have this process advance. So that is our position on the matter. And we remain confident that we'll get on the table to get these proposals discussed in terms of the hazard pay for COVID.
Meantime, on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today, Caswell Franklin, whose Unity Workers Union was said to be in the voice note to be the entity some nurses want to switch to, set out a number of concerns workers and state agencies have and issued a warning in respect of staff at the geriatric hospital, this in relation to the testing and quarantine procedures following COVID cases there.
The proposing to nurses right now at the geriatric hospital that they work 12 hours. And then they bus them to a hotel. They stay at the hotel. They don't have any contact with their families. And then they come back the next 12 hours later to start another shift for 2 weeks. And they understand there have been threats to some of the nurses telling them if they don't accept it, they will be transferred. Well, I said to them, transfer them then because they're not working it.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says his country is receiving a gift of 70,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from the government of India. He says this, along with vaccines from the Republic of China, should put Roosevelt in a good position to vaccinate all its citizens by September.
I think if we can get all of this into the system based on approvals and so forth, I think it will have covered a significant percentage of our population. And I believe in the next few months, if we're consistent with this, we can get the whole population Dominica, if people are interested to be vaccinated, the whole population vaccinated, I believe way before summer of this year. But to be in a position in February to receive such a large quantity, I mean, we have to thank God for this.
Meantime, St. Vincent's Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, says that he will take the Russian-developed Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine tomorrow. He disclosed that the country has received, through an intermediary, 20 doses of the Sputnik vaccine. He added that infectious disease specialist, Dr. Gerald Thompson, a former Minister of Science and Technology, as well as the Medical Officer of Health and a couple of other people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, had already received the Sputnik vaccine. Dr. Gonzalez explained that his objective was to try to help his citizens to overcome their reluctance to take the vaccine. A Supreme Court judge is among several people arrested in Haiti for their role in an alleged plot to oust the President Jovenel Moïse. According to Prime Minister Joseph Judy, a senior police official was also among the 23 people detained with money, guns, and ammunition. He said the individuals had contacted National Palace security officials, seeking to have them arrest the president and to help install a head of state. The arrests were made after leading opposition figures announced a plan over the past few days to replace Mr. Moïse with a new president. The opposition members have accused the president of being authoritarian and presiding over economic chaos. The president accused the alleged coup plotters of seeking to have him assassinated. The opposition had called on members of civil society to pick a new president from one of the sitting Supreme Court judges instead of waiting for general elections scheduled for December, in fact, September. And the South African government says it's awaiting further advice on how to proceed after halting rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine after a study showed disappointing results against the COVID variant that's prevalent in that country. Scientists say the variant accounts for 90% of new COVID cases in South Africa. The trial involving some 2,000 people found that the vaccine offered minimal protection against mild and moderate cases. But experts are hopeful that the vaccine will still be effective at preventing severe cases. Our top stories. Here in Barbados, thousands of needy families to start receiving care packages from as early as tomorrow. The Barbados Nurses Association stresses support for hazard pay for nurses, but does not think the current circumstances are a good time to strike. This as the NUPW insists it's still pressing to get hazard pay for the nurses, but will be responsible in doing so. Trade unionist Caswell Franklin issues a warning to government over concerns by staff at the geriatric hospital. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Bapp. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp admin to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.